Today is week 11 of Dr. Jekyll and Matthews joining me to update us on COVID-19, and it's going to be his last weekly slot. Jekyll, I just can't believe that.
I know, but in one way it's absolutely great, and this is where we wanted to be. When I first came in here, however long ago, it was 2 or 3 months ago, this is exactly where we wanted to be. This is what we'd hoped we'd get to. This is the stage we're now at. Let's embrace it and let's enjoy it. I think people are getting tired of listening to me, and a lot of the time I'm just repeating myself and saying the same things a lot of the time. But look, we've come through this. We're not quite out of it, but we are almost out of it, and certainly we're all feeling much more positive and much better. I was listening to the radio this morning, and they said that in Kerry they haven't had a new case of COVID in 2 weeks. Now that is brilliant.
That's very good. Yeah, very good. Declan, I genuinely think our listeners are going to miss hearing your reassuring voice. I mean, I meet people. There isn't a day that I go uptown and somebody doesn't stop me to say they really enjoy your interviews.
That's probably the same person every day. So, you know, just need to meet more people in life, Liz, you know.
No, Declan, it isn't. But look, you will come back to us and join us for a monthly slot on various different medical conditions, won't you?
I will. I have no problem doing that as long as I know what the questions are before I come in and sit down here. Because I have no problem doing that if you feel it'll be worthwhile. Certainly, if people want to send in questions to you, and we'll come in and we'll go through them, and I'll help where I can, or I'll answer what I can and what I can't. I'll let you know if I can't.
Yeah, and that's actually a good idea. Anyone that would like us to discuss anything in particular, they can phone the station on 024 911 99, or you can email me on elizabeth@cry104fm.com. So, Declan, it is a good sign that you feel there's no longer a need for the weekly slot.
Yeah, and I do feel. I feel like it served its purpose. I think it worked well while it worked. I think sort of dragging it out forever now, as I say, I'll just keep repeating myself. And if I keep repeating myself, people get fed up of listening to me, and that will have no value at all.
Well, so far, like I said, they're not fed up of listening to you. They describe you as having a calm and reassuring voice.
I can't answer that question.
Okay. Declan, where do you see the virus heading now?
I'm hoping heading off into the far beyond, never to return. And certainly you get the feeling that that is what's happening. As I say, no new cases in Kerry in the last 2 weeks. I'm sure some of the other counties are probably the same. There still is, I think there was 18 new cases yesterday or something like that. Luckily, the death rate is dropping hugely. The number of new cases is dropping hugely. Slightly concerned that Beijing had a little resurgence in the last week. That would give you a little bit of a worry. But then China is a massive country, so it was always going to be harder to shut those things down. But hopefully the virus will now, over the next month or so, disappear, and hopefully we won't hear from it again. There's always the fear.
Yeah, hopefully not. Declan, yesterday, I don't know if you've read this, all retail shops were allowed open, as you know, from last week, and all the bookmakers like Paddy Powers and Ladbrokes, they all opened and they were told to shut down yesterday. Now, is there mixed messages coming? I know this isn't your expertise, but like just general conversation, there seems to be a lot of mixed messages coming from the government.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that they were told to shut down after that. So I don't know where that came from, and I don't know why that has come from. You would imagine if they're allowing places to open, they should allow places to open, and if they're not, don't. But don't sort of give them mixed messages of allowing them to open and then sort of telling them to shut. That does sound like a little bit of not great advice, let's put it that way.
No, and there does seem to be a bit of that going on. I mean, they're on about now the restaurants and stuff opening on the 29th of June, and they'll bring it down to 1 metre possible. Possibly mixed messages again, but that you could only be allowed to stay in a restaurant for 90 minutes. That doesn't...
Well, yeah, I mean, 90 minutes, food, pint or two, that'd be grand. You know what I mean? You could easily manage that. It's 10 times better than what we had in the last while, let's put it that way. There was a very good report came out of The Lancet, which is one of the medical journals, came out in the last week, which sort of said that the evidence for 1 metre distancing is excellent. The evidence for 2 metre distancing is slightly better. But it's not twice as better, if you know what I mean. So that's where I think after that report came out, they probably decided on the 1 metre rule. And as we've said before here, businesses are viable at 1 metre. Businesses won't be viable at 2 metres.
Yeah. Airlines are starting to take bookings again. Do you think it's safe for people to start travelling? Or will it be safe anytime soon?
I I certainly, I'm not booking a flight in the next month, let's put it that way. I'd be very reluctant to book a flight in the last month. And I don't know if you saw on the television the other night on the news, there was a flight went from Germany to Mallorca, I think, and it was full and they all had masks on. I think it was almost sent out as an experimental flight to see how it goes. So I'm not so sure that any of us will be rushing in to book a flight. Also, you saw where New Zealand, which had no cases and had shut the disease down, suddenly had two new cases, and they were two females who travelled from the UK over to see a relative who was dying in New Zealand, and they were both positive for COVID when they got there. They had no signs before they got on the plane, but they had signs when they got there. One presented with signs first, then the second one presented with signs. So now you're going to have to look at that flight that went over there and everybody who was on that flight. So it gets complicated. So I certainly will not be booking a flight in the next month.
Yeah, I was actually just reading about that story a while ago, and they have 320 people to trace that these two ladies have come into contact with, and apparently they were allowed leave quarantine early due to compassionate leave.
Yes, because the relative was dying, and I can well understand that, and I can well understand why the two ladies travelled, but it just shows you just don't know, and you're better off not to take risks.
Yeah, I must say the Prime Minister in New Zealand is amazing, isn't she?
Yeah, she's handled it really, really well. I think she has. She seems to have her pulse on everything, the pulse of everything, and she seems to have handled things really, really well. But then again, as I said before, I think that New Zealand and Australia were a little bit blessed by geography as well. So I think they were blessed by shutting down quickly because they had got the decisions to shut down quickly and they made the decisions to shut down quickly. But they were also blessed by the fact that they were so far away from everywhere else.
Yeah, yeah. A listener texted me last week and asked, should joggers wear face masks, as she feels that they can get really close when other people are out walking?
That's a good question. Most joggers, no, I don't think there's much of a need. But you do have these joggers, and we all know them, who go along and they honk and they spit and they... as they're running along, and you do feel that that's certainly a total no-no. And I think if there's anything like that going on, yes, they should be wearing masks.
Okay, thanks. Declan, you wanted to discuss about vaccinations?
Yeah, I just really think this is a very important message to get out. We've just come through we're almost at the end of a very, very severe viral infection pandemic. Next September, next October, the flu vaccine will come online again. And I think it's extremely important that everybody who can should get the flu vaccine. Up to now, we've always advised it for everybody over 65. We've advised it for people with certain conditions such as asthma or diabetes. We've advised them to get it. The government have introduced a new service whereby they're going to give it to all children between 2 and 12. And I think that's a great idea. And really, I think anybody who feels like they should have it should get it. We don't want a situation whereby you have a bad flu coming around, then we're not sure is this COVID or not COVID, or we might have a bad flu going around and have COVID going around. For the last 20 years, I've got the flu vaccine myself, and that started originally when about 20 years ago, there was four GPs in town. There was Dr. O'Callaghan, Dr. Toomey, Dr. O'Brien and myself. And there was an extremely severe bout of flu around. And it lasted for about 3 or 4 weeks. And the four GPs were absolutely to the pin of our collar to deal with it. We were finishing work at 8 or 9 every night and starting early again the next day dealing with this severe flu. And when it was over, the four of us met and we sort of decided if one of us had got it at the time, the other three just could not have coped. So we actually decided after that we should all get the flu vaccine every year. I know people say to you, oh, it gives you the flu. It does not give you the flu. Sometimes when you get it, you might have a mild flu-like symptoms for a day or two. But believe you me, they're very mild compared to what an actual flu would be. I think it's vital that people get it. We do not want a mixture of flu and COVID going around from now on.
Yeah, definitely. And Declan, people are worried about vaccinations, but this is very safe.
The flu vaccine has been in existence for a good 20, 30, 40 years. It's very, very safe. And it's not one flu vaccine. What they do is they sit down every year and try and predict what are the most likely three flus that are going to be around, or the most likely three viruses that might cause a flu that are going to be around this year. And they predict them, and then they design a vaccine for those three, and they give it to you. Now, occasionally it could get wrong. I mean, and as I say, nobody ever predicted COVID, and we're still waiting for a vaccine for that. But in general, the flu vaccine, I swear by it. I think it's great. I think not alone does it sort of protect you from a bad flu if it comes around, but I think it also sort of boosts your general resistance to things. So, as I say, I'm a great advocate of it, and I think it's very important, especially this year, more than any other year, that people get it.
Okay. Declan, I was just thinking to myself now for the last few days, it seems like when I'm around, out and about in town and stuff, that there's no virus, that there's nothing to be scared of anymore. We're definitely, complacency has definitely set in with me, because I just don't see it anymore. Now, not that I did, but people were a bit more careful. They don't seem to be now.
They're not. But I mean, you're still going to the shops and the social distancing is still happening. People aren't bumping into each other. I know people are a little bit more relaxed, but a bit like we talked about the two women who went to New Zealand on the plane, they had no symptoms when they got on the plane, and yet they were positive when they landed in New Zealand. So those two women didn't know they had it. And yet, if you had come in contact with them, you could have got it off them. That's still out there. That possibility is still there. So until we sort of declare that there is no virus in this, no COVID virus in this country, I think we're all going to have to be a little bit more cautious, especially with the social distancing. And that really, that and the washing the hands is probably the most important thing to do. Obviously, the masks in shops and the masks on public transport is extremely important as well.
Okay, I just feel the fear is gone. It's maybe because, like, at the start of this, when the government told us what was going on, I mean, we expected to see it everywhere. They told us we wouldn't, like, everybody was going to be affected by it, we'd all know somebody, and that didn't happen. So I suppose over time the fear has just left us.
Yeah, the fear has left us, thanks be to God, because that fear in the first few weeks was dreadful. I mean, we were waking up at night, 4 o'clock in the morning, wondering what's going to happen in the world. Was this the end of the world? And even though we knew it wasn't the end of the world, at times it felt like it. You didn't know what friends were going to get it, you didn't know what relatives were going to get it, so it was a very, very frightening time. And as I say, we've got more, I wouldn't say comfortable with it, but we've got a little bit easier with it, and it's bound that we're bound to relax ourselves a little bit more, and we all are a little bit, but I still think social distancing is still important for another little while.
Okay, yeah, I suppose you're right. I mean, thank God it didn't hit us the way we thought it was going to be, so that's a good thing. Declan, I'm going to miss our weekly chats.
Yeah, well, you can always give me a ring at some stage, you know.
Okay. Declan, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Liz.